Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, every Tuesday at 9:45-ish, we have the big list. And this one, my wish list for Philadelphia. All right, in 10th position, and this may move up based upon listeners. Producer Big Dan will be the czar of the naked bike race. His two duties as czar are to make sure that people are marginally attractive and to figure out what to do with those bike seats, how to delouse them if they're not their own bikes.
Isn't it a little hypocritical to have an unattractive person judging the attractiveness of people?
Well, it's beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You wanted the job.
Are you calling marginally me beautiful, Dom?
You're marginally attractive. All right, so you got the job. This is one of my biggest platforms. It will revolutionize Philadelphia again. Savesies will be back. If you dig out your snow, if you dig out your space, you're in Philadelphia now. That space is yours, and I would have a contest as mayor for the most creative object that people put in there, like an anchor I've seen,
that's
stuff
a fantastic
like that.
Fantastic idea.
To hold that up. Savesies will be back. Philadelphia has turned on this, showing their true communistic impact. Savesies are back. Eighth position. The Frank Rizzo statue remains and becomes a tourist attraction, kind of like the Rocky statue. We puff it up. We tell people about all kinds of things around the great Frank Rizzo.
I like it.
Seventh, the Philadelphia Parking Authority only operates in the hours that we choose. They're reined in. They're under another czar. That might be a secondary role. All right. Sixth position, Philadelphia is a trashy city. Dan now lives in an area where there's tremendous amount of trash.
By trashy, do you mean physical trash or do you mean the people are trashy?
The physical trash.
Okay, good.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that later on. So I like the program we've talked about before. The Inquirer even wrote about it. Crows. We have crows, teams of crows. We go to Ocean City. We study what they've done. And they swoop down and pick up cigarette butts and other debris. And then they take them and get a reward.
I don't know if I want a murder of crows flying over me at all times.
We want the crows. Ocean City did it. Ocean City can help us with
this. They'll mistake me for a giant piece of trash.
All right, here's a controversial one. This is where you're going to hear people bothering you. They live by this. Scrapple is what will be curtailed. Great curtailing of Scrapple in Philadelphia. I'm tired of this being the Scrapple capital. More than the cheese.
If it's your choice, you'll curtail all meat products.
No, it's just Scrapple.
Just Scrapple?
Fourth position, safe injection sites. We're not talking about this anymore. That is a bygone thing. And in third position, thank you, John McNesby, the head of the FOP, a new DA. That's what he tweeted out. That was the exact tweet out on
I was right when I predicted it.
Yes. Let's see. In second position, of course, the potty czar resigns and comes on my show to announce it that he's doing it. Jim Kenney. He's finally broken down.
Okay, I can, yep.
And
please,
the number one thing on my wish list for this week's big list. Untaxed soda flows freely in the streets of Philadelphia again. Cartons and stacks, shiploads coming down
the
Delaware.
You don't even drink soda anymore.
That's right. I don't even drink it. Untaxed soda, I bring you.
That's your number one issue.
That's my number one issue, untaxed soda. But I think I could run on the Savesies thing also.
Did you know what?
And these others were carefully thought out.
Something I was shocked to see when I moved into Philadelphia is that with the sodas, they list how much you're being taxed per each soda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The supermarkets. Yeah, because they don't want it. That's why they did it. So your overall instant analysis as a pundit here, Czar Big Dan, of this list.
I'm kind of upset you left my number one thing off the list.
What is that?
And that's all trash can't be in bags on the sidewalk. They have to be in a closed container.
All right. Well, I thought that was kind of prosaic. I was going with the big picture vision, but okay, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, it's just disgusting.
I mean, after you get done with the naked bike ride, you can be a czar of that too.
Especially when you're in a place that has a lot of seafood, like the Italian Market, Chinatown, and they put all that gross trash on
the street. Yeah, it's part of the local ambiance.
No, it's disgusting.
All right. So when you call in today, at the end of your call, and whatever we're talking about, hit us with your wish list for Philadelphia. Christine Flowers on Twitter says that Philadelphia City Council becomes the City Council of Fargo, North Dakota. That would be a good start. Can imagine that esteemed body going there. My favorite might be the Savesies. I think that was, I'm shocked the first time that came up 5-7 years ago.
It's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. I mean, if you dig out, I know we're not thinking about that now, but if you dig out the snow where you are, come on. What universe is that not your spot? How the heck? That shows how much. Oh, of course. I didn't even mention. There still will be parking in the middle of Broad Street. Of course. That's part of the charm of the city. By the way, should we say slightly disgraced city councilman? I'm just being polite. Bobby the Brain Heenan has a new thing. This is the guy that wanted to ban wading pools. Now Bobby the Brain Heenan, Philadelphia. This is how they think in Philadelphia. He wants to ban hookah powers. I love saying hookah powers.
What kind of parlor is it?
Hookah. It's a big story today.
And you're against this?
Yes. Why can't you have a good hookah? I've never done a hookah.
A good what?
I mean, the whole thing. A good hookah. What do you say when you're getting a hookah? Do you say a good hookah? Do you say, I don't know what you say.
I mean, the hookah is the device you smoke out of.
Yes.
You're getting specific tobaccos in.
Yes. Now, he seems to be playing off all these scares that are out there that we'll get to in the next hour around vaping. I don't have any horse in this. I mean, I wouldn't go to a hookah power, but he's making these public enemy number one. This is the guy, all he can do, given his own alleged problems, is tell us all the things he'd like to ban. So it's wading pools.
I love his petty issues.
And hookah powers. Apparently he says they're dens of iniquity, the people that are there.
What's with the Boston accent when you say parlors?
Is that what I say?
No, you say palas.
Parlors. I also say aunt, not aunt. It's not aunt. Don't call and correct with that. Let's have none of that.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.